are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Which is really exciting. So listeners on my podcast, if you are catching the live stream, I am doing a Facebook Live and doing both of this at the same time. This is really exciting. This is so new for me. But today I'm going to talk about how to stop worrying about things that are no longer positively serving you. Hi, Steph. Hi, guys. Thanks so much for watching. Oh my God, Steph, hi, you like my little closet studio? This is so funny. Hey, Sal. So today I just want to talk about how we focus so much on things that no longer positively serve us, right? Why do we put so much energy and time into people, places, and things that don't bring us good energy? I mean, Steph and I had a great conversation today, right? About people that come in our lives and, you know, serve a purpose for a certain period of time. And then after a while, you know, they're done with their purpose. And that just sometimes happens. And it's unfortunate because you build a close relationship with somebody or this place or thing, anything in your life at this time. And at some point you grow out of it. And I really feel like that's a natural part of life that we just really need to come to terms with and be okay if it doesn't always last for a long period of time. Right, Steph? It totally speaks to the soul. I absolutely could not agree with you more. And you really inspired me to talk about this tonight because I feel very relatable to this too. You know, relocating from New York, I was tied to a lot of things, people, places, items, all of these things that I thought were going to be, hey guys, so nice to see you all here. Demetrius, Charles, so nice to see you guys. So we just get tied to these things that no longer serve us. So how do we let go, right? How do you change your mindset to let go? And I'm a strong believer, as Steph knows, in meditating and becoming at peace with yourself. And that sounds a little woo-woo, but once you become one with your energy, you realize you don't need the toxicity anymore that was there. I feel like we get so focused on people pleasing and always trying to please other people when it's not in the long haul really benefiting ourselves, right? So what the goal of this whole Motivation Monday spiel this week is to be okay with yourself, be positive, and know that no matter what happens, no matter what the outcome is, if somebody is no longer serving you, if you have something in your life that keeps coming up and isn't positively serving you, it's okay to let go. It is okay. It's okay to make peace with things that are good for a period of time and then no longer serve you for a positive benefit. Hey, Andrea. Oh, thanks so much, Dimitri. So nice to see you on here. I hope to see you in Faye at one of my events soon. I do have one tomorrow night, by the way, guys. I'm doing one in Newton for all of you local Massachusetts peeps. I am doing an event at the Social Restaurant in Newton. So definitely come check it out tomorrow for Cipriana Fashion. That is going to be awesome. I also, tonight, I'm teaching an Instagram class if you are interested in learning of how to get general leads as a, you know, an entrepreneur or a consultant in your business and sales, looking how to get clients from Instagram. So I'm doing that tonight at 8:00. You can check it out on Eventbrite. I still have some seats available if you are interested. It's going to be a great group of people. Hey, Lori. Hey, PJ. So nice to see you guys on here. So yeah, I just wanted to drop a line and say it is totally okay to make peace with being present and being okay with what's satisfying you for now. Why do we have to worry about things a week from now, a month from now, that may no longer positively serve us tomorrow? So focus on the present and know that no matter what your decisions are in the long haul, it's all going to work out in the end. It might not feel it initially, but if you make peace with who you are and the people that have come up, hey, Derek, so nice to see you here. Thanks so much, Lori. I feel like we get so, I mean, you talk all the time about different, you know, empowering topics. I feel like people just get so caught up in pleasing people and it's hard to let go, and it's okay to let go sometimes. And I really feel like when we're making peace with who we are and what we're doing, you really see a long-term benefit of that. So that is my spiel this week. I really want you to try and cut ties with things that are no longer positively serving you. I think you're really going to be happy with the end result. You might not initially, because you might feel a little icky in the beginning. Hey, Olga! But I think in the long haul, you're going to be really happy with what you did, because you're going to look back and be like, you know what? It didn't feel so good in the beginning, but I am growing as an individual, as a business, whatever you are working on or doing. And it's going to help you get to the next level of where you're supposed to be. You attract the energy you're at, right? So if you stay in this solid place and never want to grow, how do you grow as individuals? How do you do that if you're holding on to things that are no longer positively serving you? Hey, Rosanna, how are you? So I really feel like if there's any advice I can give, if you are getting a negative vibe from a person, place, or thing, it is okay and it is time to cut ties with that and make peace with it. And you know what? I'm a huge advocate, I was telling Steph earlier today, huge advocate to never burn any bridges. Like if they are meant to come back into your life, they will in their own time, and then it will be up to you with how to deal with that. I just truly believe always leave on good terms with people and you're going to be really happy with the long-term effect of that because you did everything you could to fix the problem in the initial situation you were in, right? So I really feel like those are really important things to think about. Like, know that you are in control of your life and you can make these decisions and nobody has to tell you what to do. It's gonna be okay. I promise you it's gonna be okay. So if there's any advice I can give to you this week, cut ties with things that are no longer serving you, but do it on good terms and always stay positive with what you're doing. It might not feel good, like I said in the beginning, in the initial moment, but in the long haul, it will all pan out. Hey, Andy. Oh my God, it's so true, Steph. The world is small. It is really 6 degrees of separation. There's always every sixth person you know knows somebody you know. It is a really true fact. It's so fascinating, isn't it? The world is so small. But that's why you don't burn bridges and you leave on good terms with everybody you meet. I mean, sometimes people don't treat you well, but at least if you give them a hello and that's all you have to do, like don't be mean to people. It doesn't do anything good for anyone. So that's my advice this week. I hope you guys enjoyed my Motivation Monday. If you do want to see more of me, I am doing an Instagram class in about an hour at 8 o'clock on Eventbrite. So feel free to check that out. Hey, Steph. Hi, newlywed. How are you doing? Steph just got married 2 weeks ago. So that was exciting. Congrats to you. So yeah, I'm just in my little closet podcast studio and I will be doing one soon behind my TV screen once I get my video series going, as I already did 2 shows that are going to be live soon. So stay up to date with all of that. Give us a shout out on social media. Follow us at Next On Scene and Jackie Zook. And I hope you guys are liking my weekly updates. I'm trying to get more on top of this. I'm just getting married in about a month now, which is crazy. So there's just a few moving pieces, but I'm really trying to stay on top of everything, on top of finishing a magazine, which will be live next week. So all good things. If you are free tomorrow night, join us in Newton. It's on Eventbrite with Cipriana Fashion. That is going to be a really, really fun event. And catch me in an hour teaching my Instagram class. It's going to be awesome. And you guys can achieve anything you want in this life. It is all about your mindset. I always talk about this every episode, but it is such a valid point. Always follow your gut. Never burn bridges. And know that no matter what happens to you, you can achieve it. All right, that is my spiel. I hope you guys have an awesome Monday. I hope you enjoyed my little studio segment as I'm podcasting and talking to you on Facebook Live. This is my first live stream, as I'm so nervous, believe it or not, to do both. I don't know why, because I do them individually all the time, but I'm human and I'm starting to step out of my comfort zone. So this is really awesome. And I look forward to talking to you guys next week. I hope you guys have an awesome week. The weather has been crazy awesome. Today was a little hot, so I hope you stayed in the air conditioning. But outside of that, on the New England side of things, I hope you guys have a great week and enjoy the nice weather. And stay tuned for who's next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on Scene.